And welcome once again to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is November 18th, 2006, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up in the news, the new 70-300 VR lens from Nikon has been tested by a Nikonian. Now, I've been waiting forever for this lens, and I know a lot of people have been waiting for this lens, so if you're interested in seeing some test shots of the lens and with the lens, check out the blog and I'll send you the link to that so you can see just a little bit. He did some good work for us with some cropping and all sorts of good stuff, so you can see the sharpness and the quality from that new lens. And I haven't heard anything new about any more delays, so we're still looking at a December release date for that. In Nikonian's news, the Nikonian's Academy is opening its doors. Now, what does that mean? Basically, it means that there will be more opportunities for sharing, learning, and interaction in the form of, well, more workshops. Yep, we're trying to get a lot more arranged, not only around North America, but hopefully around Europe as well. And this also means that there will be most likely some new job openings coming up for workshop leaders. So if you're interested, check out the link and it'll send you in the right direction to our jobs page so you can find out more and just keep an eye on that. It should be really exciting, especially for those of you in areas of the country that just aren't close to where we've held most of our workshops up until now. So that's some really, really exciting news. Continuing on, as I said last week, I would bring you news of the D40 as soon as I have it, and well, it's official. The D40 is Nikon's next digital SLR. Now, it's still a 6-megapixel camera, and it is restricted to the AFS lenses, the ones with the built-in motor. So it's one of those entry DSLRs, and well, there's some reviews on it. Looks like a pretty good starter camera, so if you're interested and maybe you know somebody who needs something to walk in the door with and who isn't restricted with a nice supply of older lenses and all sorts of other stuff, you might want to check out the reviews. One small, I would say, improvement on the D50 is it does have the 2.5-inch LCD screen on the back, just like the larger D200. And I think the D2X also has that large screen as well. So, you know, if you need a larger screen, I haven't found myself restricted on the D50s. Little LCD screen. I find it quite easy and handy to use and large enough for my purposes, but you never know. There also has been other rumors about a couple of other things that are coming out, including a new speed light, the SB400. That is not a rumor either, and it's a nice little handy portable little flash. It's really good for starters. It does have the capability of angling the light source a bit, so you can do some bounce flash shots if you need to, and it basically looks really small, really cute, and really portable, but it's supposed to work quite well. So check out some of the reviews on the new stuff from Nikon. On to the forums, into the Nikonian's Cafe, I found a nice little thread called "Why Did You Choose Nikon?" And it hasn't started a war. We haven't had anybody screaming, yelling, hollering, or anything about any other makes, models of digital cameras. So it's actually a nice, happy thread, which is what we want here at Nikonians. Good conversation, everybody telling us why they chose Nikon. Some people even might say that they might prefer some of the other cameras, but have Nikon because of that's what they always had, and they had the lenses. So if you're interested in seeing everybody else's opinion and why they're here and why they shoot Nikon, check that out. For F100 users, there's a neat little thread going about your favorite walk-around lens combination with your F100. So if you're an F100 shooter and you have a favorite lens that you love using, that you take with you wherever you go, and will take that one lens if you're restricted to only one, get on that thread and let your fellow Nikon users know about that. Off to travel and meet. I haven't been there in a while, so I thought I'd check that out to see what's going on for the upcoming winter. And winter doesn't really affect Tampa Bay and the St. Pete area, but Aaron out there is a new D50 owner, and he's looking for some good advice if there's any Nikonians in the Tampa Bay area that know of any good camera shops, any good places to get a little bit of photography lessons, or if you just want to give him some good advice about how to get started, please let Aaron know you're out there and give him some info. As well, there are folks in Southern California who are looking for a get together, so if you're in that area, check out the thread as well and see if you might arrange something. As always, I like to leave you with a picture, and this week the picture is called Rocky, and I'll leave it at that. I'll post the link, and I think it's a pretty awesome shot. Well, that's all for me this week. If you'd like to send feedback, please check out the podcast feedback forum on the community or email me directly at newsflash@nikonians.org, and I will be back, well, soon. It is the holiday weekend coming up, and I will make no guarantees about what's going to be available, but keep checking the site, keep checking for podcasts, and we will be back soon with another Nikonians News Flash.